Morning starts with quiet checks. Water runs clear. Power is safe. The gate swings without a fight. You stand in damp grass and feel the day ask what you will build. You want eggs that show up on time. You want a garden that pays you back. You want shelves that hold through winter. You want a plan that does not fall apart when a storm shows up at night. This guide keeps it simple. One skill at a time. Safety before speed. Tools that work hard. Steps that fit a small place and a real budget. You will learn soil, seed, water, fence, food safety, and the weekly rhythm that keeps it all steady. By the end, you will have a map you can follow in any season. You will know what to do first when things go wrong. You will feel calm because your systems make sense. Chapter 1. Start safe, start right. Scope. You will set a legal and safety baseline for your homestead that you can finish in one day to one weekend. You will leave this chapter with clear shutoffs, a simple site map, basic protective gear, a first aid kit, a fire plan, and a water plan you trust. Safety. Put your body first. Wear eye protection, sturdy gloves, and closed-toe shoes during all setup work. Do not open electric panels or do repair work on live circuits. Call a licensed electrician for wiring, breakers, and outlet replacement. Call a licensed pro for gas, propane, well pumps, and pressure tanks. Read labels before using disinfectants, fuels, and paints. Keep children and pets away from shutoffs while you work. Stop when you feel rushed or tired. Safety before speed. Tools and materials. You need a notebook, a thick marker, painter's tape or weatherproof tags, zip ties, a pencil, a clipboard, a tape measure, and a cheap compass. You need two fire extinguishers with an ABC rating, fresh smoke alarm batteries, and a carbon monoxide alarm if you use gas, propane, wood, or a generator. You need a first aid kit with gauze pads, adhesive bandages, rolled gauze, tape, an elastic wrap, antiseptic wipes, antibiotic ointment, burn gel, tweezers, small scissors, a space blanket, a digital thermometer, pain reliever, antihistamine, and disposable gloves. You need basic protective gear, safety glasses, ear protection, a dust mask or respirator rated for particulates, work gloves, and sturdy work boots. You need drinking water containers marked for food use, or clean canning jars with lids. You need a permanent marker for labels. Steps. Confirm local rules. Call your city or county planning office and ask what your lot is zoned for. Ask which projects need permits. Ask about rules for fences, sheds, driveways, coops, barns, wells, and gray water. Write a short list with who you spoke to and the date. Place that list in a clear sleeve at the front of your homestead binder. Draw a simple site map. Stand in the driveway and sketch the shape of your lot. Mark the house, driveway, outbuildings, gates, and any obvious utility features. Walk the yard and look for wellheads, septic lids, cleanouts, gas meters, propane tanks, power masts, and overhead lines. Mark each on the map. Use the compass and note where the sun rises and where it sets on your sketch. Leave the soil and garden plan for the next chapter. Today you only want a safe, honest map. Find and label main shutoffs. Locate the main water valve. It may be in a basement, a crawl space, a utility room, or near the street. Practice turning it off and back on. Label it with a large tag that says water main off. Find the electrical main breaker. Learn which breaker cuts power to the whole house. Do not remove panel covers. Place a clear label next to the main breaker that says main power off. If you have gas or propane, find the service valve on the meter or the tank. Learn which way to turn it to close. Label it with a tag that says gas off or propane off. Zip tie each tag in place so it stays put. Test wet area outlets. In kitchens, baths, laundry rooms, garages, and outdoor areas, press the test button on any GFCI outlet. The outlet should click off. Press reset and confirm power returns. If an outlet will not reset or trips when dry and unused, note the location and call a licensed electrician. For outdoor or barn outlets, use a plug-in tester if you have one. If not, test with a lamp you know works. Keep cords away from standing water. Build your first aid kit and stage it. Lay out gauze, bandages, tape, wraps, wipes, ointment, gloves, and tools. Add your family's daily medicines as a written list with doses. Add a card with emergency contacts and the best driving route to urgent care. Place the kit in a bright, easy spot near an exit door. Add a smaller pouch with gloves, wipes, and bandages to your farm tote so you carry basic care to the garden or coop. Set up your protective gear. Place safety glasses on a hook by the door you use most. Place ear protection and dust masks next to them. Place work gloves and boots under that hook. Put a small mirror at the station so you remember eye protection on the way out. The goal is simple. Gear at the door means you will use it without thinking. Make a fire safety plan. Test smoke alarms. Replace batteries today. Install a carbon monoxide alarm on each floor if you use a fuel source. Place one ABC fire extinguisher in the kitchen near an exit, not over the stove. Place the second in the workshop or garage. Read the label and practice the steps with the pin still in. Pull, aim, squeeze, sweep. Walk your exits. Clear debris, boxes, and tools from paths. Set one outdoor meeting spot that is easy to reach. If you store oily rags, place them in a metal can with a lid. Store gasoline and propane outside in a shed with airflow, away from flame or heat. Build a simple water plan. If you are on city water, store drinking water as a cushion in case of a short outage. Clean your containers, fill them with cold tap water, and label them with the fill date. Keep the containers in a cool, dark place. Rotate every 6 months. If you use a well, learn how power loss affects your pump. Store extra drinking water and set one way to flush toilets during an outage, such as a saved tub fill or a clean trash can lined with a new heavy bag and filled with water for wash and flush. For emergency disinfection, boil water at a rolling boil for 1 full minute. Let it cool before use. If you use chemical disinfectants, follow public health guidance on dose and wait time from your local authority or container label. Do not guess. For daily use, plan a simple gravity feed for garden water so you can water without power. Mark any non-potable water clearly as do not drink. Create a safety binder and a drill. In the front sleeve, place your zoning notes and permit list. Add your site map, copies of utility account numbers, shutoff photos, and contact numbers. Add a page for serial numbers of major tools and the generator if you have one. Add a page for first aid restock dates. Hold a 10-minute family drill. Show each person the shutoffs. Show the meeting spot. Practice calling out water off, power off, fire, and first aid so voices stay calm under stress. End the drill on a win and thank everyone. Checks and fixes. Your legal base is sound when you can point to your zoning type and say which projects need permits. If you do not have clear answers, call again and ask to speak with a planner. Write down the name, date, and summary of the call. Your map is useful when a guest could pick it up and find every shutoff and utility feature without help. If a feature is missing or hard to read, walk the yard again and update the map. Take phone photos of each key spot and tape small prints to the map so the view is clear. Your shutoffs are ready when each one has a tag, turns smoothly, and you know which direction is closed. If a valve sticks, do not force it. Call a plumber. If a breaker trips or feels warm, call an electrician. If a gas valve will not move, call your gas or propane company. Your outlets are safer when every GFCI tests and resets. If one fails, stop using the circuit and call a pro. If outdoor outlets are open to weather, add in-use covers that seal when a cord is plugged in. Keep cords off wet ground. Your first aid kit is complete when you can treat cuts, burns, and splinters without leaving the house. If your kit lacks gauze or tape, set a restock reminder for the next shopping day. If anyone has severe allergies, add an action plan from their clinician. If you live far from care, consider a basic first aid class. Your protective gear is working when you grab it without thinking. If glasses fog or pinch, swap them for a better pair. If dust masks smell or fit poorly, move up to a respirator rated for particulates and learn the fit check. If boots slip, add soles with good tread. Your fire plan holds when alarms chirp on test, extinguishers sit where you can reach them, and exits are clear. If an extinguisher gauge is not in the green zone, replace or service it. If you heat with wood, clean the chimney on a set schedule. If grass or brush is close to buildings, mow and clear a buffer. Your water plan is steady when you can drink stored water without worry and keep toilets flushing in a short outage. If containers taste stale at 6 months, rotate more often and keep them in a cooler spot. If you are not sure your well water is safe after a flood, call your health department and test before use. Your binder works when a trusted neighbor could open it and help you in a pinch. If any page is blank or out of date, fix it before bed. The binder is your calm in a storm. Care. Weekly. Walk the house and outbuildings once each week. Look for tripping hazards by exits. Check that the gear station is stocked. Wipe dust off alarms and confirm no low battery chirps. Open and close the main water valve to keep it free. Glance at extinguisher gauges. Scan the binder. Add any new tool serial numbers. Monthly. On the first weekend of each month, test smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms. Press test and listen. Press the test and reset buttons on GFCI outlets in kitchens, baths, laundry, garage, and outside. Rotate stored water if the date is over 6 months old. Check your first aid kit and restock what you used. Sharpen a pencil in your binder kit so you can write notes fast during an emergency. Seasonal. Before hard frost, unhook garden hoses and drain them. Cover outdoor spigots with foam covers. Service chimneys and clean lint from dryer vents. Before storm season in your area, walk the yard, tie down loose items, and move fuels and paint to a safe, ventilated shed. If you keep animals, stage a spare water bucket and a backup heat source rated for safe barn use. Review your permit list before any new project. A 5-minute call can save you a fine and a teardown. Yield. The yield of this chapter is simple. You save time. You lower injury risk. You gain control when something breaks. You turn chaos into a short checklist. You make your place safer for the people you love. Failsafe. If you cannot reach your planning office, read your local code summary at the library or on a printed handout from the counter. If you cannot find a valve or a breaker, call a licensed pro and ask for a quick orientation visit. If an outlet near water is not protected, plug nothing into it until a pro upgrades it. If you run out of storage for drinking water, fill clean jars or buy a case of bottled water and date the case. Exit. Your foundation is now set. You know your limits, your shutoffs, and your plan. Next, you learn how to build soil you can trust. Chapter 2, Soil You Can Trust. Scope. You will test, read, and improve your soil so plants root deep and stay steady. You will take a clean sample, run a quick jar test, read pH and organic matter, start a simple compost system, set mulch, build one raised bed, and prime a basic drip line. Safety. Wear gloves and eye protection when handling soil, lime, sulfur, or compost ingredients. Do not breathe dust. Wet dusty materials before you move them. Lift with your legs. Wash hands before eating. Store amendments out of reach of children and animals. Follow product labels for all rates and wait times. Tools and materials. Clean bucket, hand trowel, zip top bags, permanent marker, ruler, clear quart jar with lid, mild dish soap, notebook, shovel, garden fork, wheelbarrow, hose with shutoff, drip kit with half-inch main line, quarter-inch emitters, filter, and pressure regulator. Compost inputs, browns like dry leaves, straw, shredded cardboard. Greens like kitchen scraps and fresh grass. Mulch, straw for beds, wood chips for paths, shredded leaves for light cover. Raised bed materials, rot-resistant boards or a metal kit, exterior screws, landscape fabric or thick cardboard, topsoil, finished compost. Steps. Make a simple soil map. Walk the yard in a slow grid. Note low spots, hard tread areas, and any places that stay wet after rain. Mark each area on a sketch. Pick one main spot for your first bed near a hose, morning sun, and a path you use often. Take a clean composite sample. Scrape away surface mulch. Use the trowel to cut a slice from the top 6 inches. Drop it in a clean bucket. Repeat in 8 to 10 spots within the same area. Mix the bucket. Fill a labeled bag with 2 cups of mixed soil. Write the date and the location. Set aside for a lab or kit test. Run a quick jar test. Fill the clear jar halfway with your mixed soil. Add water to near the top. Add 1 drop of mild soap. Shake hard for 1 minute. Set the jar on a level shelf. After 1 minute, mark the sand line. After 1 hour, mark the silt line. After 24 hours, mark the clay line. Measure each layer with a ruler. This shows you texture. More sand drains fast. More clay holds water and compacts. Silt sits between. Do a field drainage check. Dig a hole 12 inches deep and 12 inches wide near your planned bed. Fill with water. Let it drain. Fill it again and time the drain. A drop of 1 inch per hour is slow. 2 inches per hour is good. If the hole holds water the next day, choose a raised bed for that spot. Read pH and organic matter. Use your bagged sample with a local lab or a store kit. For most vegetables, aim for pH near 6 to 7. If a lab report suggests lime to raise pH, follow its rate and timing. If it suggests sulfur to lower pH, follow that rate and timing. Do not guess. Organic matter near 4 to 6% is a strong goal. Compost lifts that over time. Start a small compost that works. Build a pile about 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet. Layer 2 or 3 parts browns to 1 part greens by volume. Keep it as damp as a wrung sponge. Turn the pile each week with a fork to add air. If it smells sharp, add more browns and turn. If it stays dry and cold, add a light splash of water and a thin layer of greens. Do not add meat, dairy, or oily foods. In warm months, finished compost can appear in 2 to 3 months. In cold months, expect longer. Set mulch as your daily helper. For garden beds, spread straw 1 to 2 inches deep after you plant. Leave a small ring of bare soil around stems to prevent rot. For paths and perennials, spread wood chips 2 to 4 inches deep. Shredded leaves work as a thin cover in fall. Mulch slows weeds, guards moisture, and protects soil life from heat and pounding rain. Build 1 raised bed. Pick an area that passes your sun and access test. Standard size is 4 feet by 8 feet, so you can reach the center from both sides. Bed depth of 10 to 12 inches supports most roots. Place cardboard or landscape fabric on grass to block new growth. Screw the frame corners tight. Fill with half topsoil and half finished compost by volume. Water the mix to settle. Top off as it sinks. If your yard soil is heavy clay, the raised bed becomes your fast track to good structure. Prime a simple drip line. Attach the pressure regulator and filter to your hose bib. Run a half-inch main line along the bed edge. Punch in quarter-inch lines across the bed at 12 inches apart. Use emitters rated for about 1 gallon per hour. Add an easy manual timer if you like. Run the system long enough to wet the root zone 6 to 8 inches deep. Then leave soil to dry a bit before the next cycle. Water early in the morning to reduce loss to heat. Checks and fixes. Texture pass. Your jar test shows clear layers. If sand dominates and beds dry fast, add more compost at 2 inches across the surface and rake in. If clay dominates and compaction is strong, avoid tilling when wet. Add compost and use a garden fork to lift and fracture the top 6 inches without turning. Drainage pass. Your hole drains at least 2 inches per hour. If not, build raised beds and protect the surrounding soil with mulch. In very slow areas, plant water-tolerant perennials instead of annual vegetables. pH pass. If pH sits far below 6, apply elemental sulfur in light doses as the label directs and recheck next season. If pH sits far above 7, apply lime only if your report calls for it. Lime raises pH. Many soils already sit high. Do not add lime without a reason. Organic matter pass. If your report shows low organic matter, spread 1 inch of finished compost over beds in spring and again in fall. Mulch between crops. Do not bury fresh greens. Let compost finish before use. Compost pass. A healthy pile is warm in the center, smells earthy, and drops in volume as it breaks down. If it turns wet and sour, add browns and turn. If animals visit, add a lid or move the bin and bury kitchen scraps under browns. Mulch pass. Mulch should cover soil but not touch stems. If slugs or mold appear on thick, wet mulch, pull it back to thin. If weeds push through, add a thin fresh layer after hand pulling. Drip pass. Emitters should drip, not spray. If flow slows, flush the lines and clean the filter. If water pools, shorten run time. If leaves wilt by noon, check moisture 6 inches down. Dry soil at that depth means you need a deeper soak, not more frequent light sprinkles. Care. Weekly. Check soil moisture with your finger or a trowel. Aim for damp at 4 to 6 inches. Turn the compost each week. Add browns to match greens. Check drip lines for clogs. Top up mulch in thin spots. Note any low areas that hold water and add soil or plant a raised bed there. Monthly. Record pH and any amendments in your binder. Add 1 wheelbarrow of finished compost to active beds. Inspect bed frames and tighten screws. Pull mulch back from stems and refresh clean edges along paths so water and tools move well. Seasonal. In early spring, apply a light compost dressing and reset drip lines before planting. In mid-season, add a thin compost side dress along rows, then replace mulch. In late fall, spread a final inch of compost and cover beds with straw or leaves. In winter, keep walking on paths only. Protect wet soil from compaction. Yield. You gain steady moisture, fewer weeds, and strong root growth. Beds warm faster in spring. Water use drops. Your work time shifts from rescue to routine. Plants show fewer stress signs because the soil supports them. Failsafe. If the lab is slow or not available, use a basic store kit for a trend line and make small moves only. If drainage is poor and cannot be fixed in place, build all annual beds as raised beds and use mulch everywhere else. If compost stalls in cold weather, stop turning and let it rest. Resume when air warms. If pH is far off and you cannot correct it in one season, choose crops that tolerate your current range while you adjust the soil. Exit. Your base now holds water, air, and life in balance. Next, you will plan and plant the garden so harvests arrive in a steady rhythm. Chapter 3. Plan and plant the garden. Scope. You will map a small, steady garden for 1 year. You will pick 12 reliable crops, set frost dates, make a seed timeline, plan successions, build a four-bed rotation, and set a clear watering schedule by plant stage. Safety. Cut away from your body with knives and pruners. Wash hands after handling soil and compost. Sanitize seed trays with a mild bleach solution mixed to label directions. Keep heat mats and lights dry and off flammable surfaces. Lift soil bags with your legs. Store seeds and amendments away from children and animals. Tools and materials. Notebook and calendar, tape measure, string and stakes, seed trays with drainage, seed starting mix, plant labels, spray bottle, heat mat and simple light if you start indoors, row cover, garden rake, hoe hand fork, trowel, watering can drip kit or soaker hose, simple rain gauge or a shallow straight-sided can soil thermometer. The 12 starter crops. Cool season. Lettuce, spinach, kale, radish, peas, carrots, beets. Warm season. Tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, bush beans, zucchini. Steps. Mark frost dates and count back. Write down your typical last spring frost date and first fall frost date. Ask your local extension office or a seasoned neighbor if you are unsure. These two dates set your year. Count back from the last frost date to plan indoor starts. Count forward from that date to plan outdoor planting. Mark 8 anchor points on your calendar. These are 8 weeks before last frost, 6 weeks, for weeks, 2 weeks, last frost week, 2 weeks after, midsummer, and 8 weeks before first fall frost. Lay out 4 beds and a simple path plan. Sketch 4 rectangles you can reach from both sides. 4 feet by 8 feet works for most people. Leave 2-foot paths. Name the beds A, B, C, and D. Keep water close. Put tall crops on the north side, so they do not shade short crops. Set the 4-bed rotation. Year 1. Bed A leaf crops such as lettuce, spinach, kale. Bed B fruit crops such as tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, zucchini. Bed C root crops such as carrots, beets, and onions if you add them later. Bed D legumes such as peas in spring and bush beans in summer. Year 2. Move each group forward 1 bed. Legumes move to the old leaf bed. Leaf moves to the old fruit bed. Fruit moves to the old root bed. Root moves to the old legume bed. This keeps nutrients in balance and lowers disease pressure. Build your seed starting timeline. 8 weeks before last frost. Start tomatoes and peppers indoors in clean trays. Use seed starting mix. Warm the mix with a heat mat if your room is cool. 6 weeks before last frost. Start kale indoors or plan to direct sow later. 4 weeks before last frost. Harden kale if started indoors. Prepare outdoor beds. 2 to 4 weeks before last frost. Direct sow peas as soon as soil can be worked. Direct sow carrots and beets 2 weeks before last frost. Sow radish 1 week before last frost. Last frost week to 2 weeks after. Transplant tomatoes and peppers outside when nights hold near 50 degrees Fahrenheit or warmer and plants are hardened off. Set cucumbers outside 1 week after last frost with row cover ready for a cold snap. 3 weeks after last frost. Direct sow bush beans. Sow zucchini when soil reaches at least 60 degrees Fahrenheit at a 2-inch depth. Use succession timing for steady harvests. Lettuce. Sow a short row every 2 weeks from early spring to early summer, then again from late summer to early fall. Radish. Sow a small patch every 1 week until warm nights slow quality. Carrots and beets. Sow every 3 weeks until midsummer, then stop to allow sizing before fall. Bush beans. Sow a new short row every 3 weeks until 8 weeks before first fall frost. Cucumbers and zucchini. Sow a second planting 4 weeks after the first to replace tired plants. Peas. Sow 1 crop early. Plant a fall crop if your first fall frost is late enough. Place each crop in the rotation for this year. Bed a leaf. Spring lettuce and spinach. Follow with kale in late spring. In late summer, replant lettuce and spinach for fall. Bed B fruit. Tomatoes on sturdy stakes, peppers in the same bed, cucumbers on a simple trellis, zucchini on the edge with clear space. Bed C root. Carrots and beets in wide bands. Thin early. Keep soil surface even for straight roots. Bed D legume. Peas on a light trellis in spring. Cut vines at harvest and leave roots in the soil. Follow with bush beans. Harden off and transplant the right way. 7 to 10 days before moving plants outside, set trays in bright shade for a few hours, then bring them in. Add an hour each day and add gentle wind. Keep soil moist but not soaked. Transplant on a calm, cloudy day or in late afternoon. Water each plant in with a slow pour at the base. Set spacing and depth. Tomatoes. Plant deep to the first real leaves. Stake at planting. Peppers. Plant at the same depth as the tray. Cucumbers and zucchini. Plant at seed packet depth. Give air space around each plant. Bush beans. Sow seeds 2 to 3 inches apart in rows 18 inches apart. Peas. Sow seeds 2 inches apart under a light trellis. Carrots and beets. Sow seed thinly in bands. Cover lightly and press soil for good contact. Thin with small scissors when seedlings show true leaves. Water by stage with clear targets. Newly seeded beds. Mist or sprinkle lightly 2 to 3 times per day in dry weather until germination. Keep the top half inch of soil moist. New transplants. Water daily for the first week if nights are warm and wind is steady. Aim to wet the root zone 6 inches deep. Growing plants. Deliver about 1 inch of water per week from rain and irrigation combined. Use a rain gauge or a shallow straight-sided can to measure. In heat waves, split that water into 2 or 3 deep sessions per week. Fruit set and harvest. Tomatoes and peppers like steady deep water. Avoid wetting leaves late in the day. Cucumbers and zucchini need even moisture to reduce bitterness. Use row cover and simple supports. Keep a light row cover on cucumbers and squash until flowers open. Remove it for pollination. Stake tomatoes at planting and tie new growth each week. Use a low trellis for peas and cucumbers to lift fruit off soil and dry the vines after rain. Checks and fixes. Germination pass. Seeds should sprout within the typical window on the packet. If nothing appears, check soil moisture and temperature. For cool crops, soil that is hot can slow germination. For warm crops, soil that is cold can stall seeds. Try again after you confirm soil temperature with a thermometer. Spacing pass. Plants should have air around leaves. If beds feel crowded, thin to the wider end of spacing ranges. Crowded plants invite disease and produce less. Hardening pass. Leaves should not bleach or curl after transplant. If they do, slow the hardening process next time and add temporary shade cloth for 1 or 2 days. Rotation pass. Check that your legume bed follows the root bed next year. If you forget where crops were, write it down in your binder now. Rotation works only when tracked. Water pass. Soil should be damp 6 inches down after a watering session. If the top looks wet but the root zone is dry, you are watering too fast and too shallow. Slow down and soak. If leaves yellow and soil stays wet, reduce frequency and improve drainage with mulch and raised rows. Mulch pass. After seedlings are established, lay mulch to cover bare soil while keeping a small ring clear around stems. If slugs show up under thick wet mulch, thin that layer and water earlier in the day. Care. Weekly. Walk the beds with a notebook. Seed successions on your chosen day each week. Check the rain gauge and plan irrigation. Tie tomato stems to stakes. Thin carrots and beets while small. Top up mulch where soil shows. Monthly. Record first harvest dates for each crop. Note which lettuce types hold longest in heat. Add a light side dress of compost along rows mid-season. Check ties and trellis lines before storms. Seasonal. In early spring, push cool crops hard. As heat rises, switch space to warm crops. In late summer, replant cool crops for fall. 8 weeks before first fall frost, stop sowing warm crops. 6 weeks before first fall frost, cover late beds with row cover on cold nights. Yield. You gain a steady stream of greens, roots, and fruit. Your work shifts from rescue to rhythm. Successions keep the harvest coming. Rotation keeps soil healthy. Watering by stage cuts waste and plant stress. Failsafe. If frost dates surprise you with a late cold night, cover beds with row cover or clean sheets before sunset and hold the edges with boards. If you miss a sowing week, double the next sowing in two short rows rather than one long row. If space is tight, grow two heads of lettuce between each set of tomato stakes early, then harvest them before the tomato canopy closes. Exit. Your garden now has a clear map, a rotation, and a timeline you can follow. Next, you set up a small flock for reliable eggs without burnout. Chapter 4. Chickens for Reliable Eggs. Scope. You will set up a small laying flock that gives steady eggs with low stress. You will choose breeds for your climate, raise chicks in a brooder, move them to a safe coop and run, set feed and water routines, and keep disease risk low. Safety. Wear gloves and wash hands after handling birds, bedding, and manure. Keep dust out of your lungs with a simple mask when you clean the coop. Do not run electrical heat near loose bedding without a guard. Keep children away from heat plates and brooder lights. Store feed in sealed bins to prevent pests. Call a licensed pro for electrical work, tools and materials, brooder box, heat plate or guarded heat lamp, thermometer at chick level, pine shavings, paper towels for the first 2 days, chick waterer, chick feeder, starter crumble, chick grit after the first week, coop with tight doors, hardware cloth at half inch, screws and washers, sturdy latches with carabiners, roofing for the run, oyster shell for layers, grower feed, layer feed, simple scale, cleaning brush, mild soap, white vinegar for rinse, bucket, record sheet. Steps. Pick the right birds for your weather. Cold hardy picks include Australorp, Plymouth Rock, Wyandotte, and Orpington. Heat hardy picks include Leghorn, Andalusian, and Fayomi. For balanced traits, choose Rhode Island Red, Sussex, or Barred Rock. Order sexed pullets to avoid surprise roosters. Plan 3 to 6 hens to start. Set the brooder and first week routine. Give each chick a warm, dry box with draft-free air. Start heat near 95 degrees Fahrenheit at chick height. Lower about 5 degrees each week. Place feed and water close, with marbles or pebbles in the tray to prevent drowning on day one. Line the floor with paper towels for 2 days so chicks learn what feed looks like. Switch to pine shavings on day 3. Run weeks 2 to 6 with simple checks. If chicks huddle and peep hard, they are cold. Lower the heat plate or bring the lamp closer with care. If they pant and spread out, they are hot. Raise the heat source and increase room air. Keep water clean at all times. Offer chick grit from week 2 if you give any treats. Use starter feed until week 6 to 8. Move to the coop at the right time. Wait until birds are mostly feathered and nights stay near 50 degrees Fahrenheit or warmer. A good window is week 5 to 6 for many breeds. Move them on a calm, dry day. Keep them inside the coop for 2 nights so they learn it as home. Then open the run during daylight and close before dusk. Build space, airflow, and roosts that fit. Plan 4 square feet per standard bird in the coop. Plan 10 square feet per bird in the run. Give 1 foot of roost space per hen, higher than the nest boxes. Set 1 nest box for each 3 or 4 hens. Cut high vents for airflow that do not blow on the roost. Aim for a vent area of about 1 square foot for every 10 square feet of floor. Lock out predators with real barriers. Cover all openings with half-inch hardware cloth fastened with screws and washers. Do not use chicken wire for walls or windows. Roof the run so hawks and raccoons cannot drop in. Add a 16-inch apron of hardware cloth flat on the ground around the run to stop diggers. Use latches that need 2 moves to open. Close the pop door at dusk every day. Feed water, grit, and calcium by stage. Chicks eat starter crumble with 18 to 20% protein. Switch to grower feed around week 6 to 8. At week 16 to 18, switch to layer feed with about 16% protein once the first egg arrives. Offer oyster shell in a separate cup for layers. Offer grit in a separate cup for any birds that eat whole grains or greens. Do not give calcium to chicks that are not laying. Daily care list that fits real life. Each morning give fresh water and check that the feeder has enough for the day. Count birds, check eyes, feet, and combs, and look for steady walking. Collect eggs twice per day to prevent pecking. In the evening, close the pop door, lock latches, and scan the fence and roof. Refill feed as needed. Add dry shavings where droppings build up. Biosecurity and simple health checks. Keep 1 pair of boots for the coop and leave them at the door. Do not mix new birds with your flock without a slow plan. Quarantine newcomers for 30 days in a separate space. Keep wild birds out of the run with a roof and clean feeders. Signs of trouble include listless posture, runny eyes or nose, labored breath, purple comb, or sudden drop in eggs. Isolate the sick bird, call a poultry vet, and clean tools with hot soapy water, then rinse and dry. Checks and fixes. Brooder pass. Warm chicks spread out and eat. Cold chicks pile under heat and cry. Hot chicks hold wings out and avoid the center. Adjust height and watch again in 15 minutes. Space pass. If pecking starts, increase space or add clutter such as a low perch or a cabbage hung on a string. Keep light soft at night to cut stress. Air pass. If you smell ammonia, add dry shavings and open high vents. Wet litter grows problems. Keep floors dry and crumbly. Predator pass. Look for digging at edges and loose wires. If you see claw marks on doors, add a second latch. If you see tracks on the roof, reinforce the cover and check for gaps. Feed pass. Hens should have steady weight and bright eyes. If shells turn thin, offer oyster shell free choice. If droppings are loose for more than one day, pull treats and give only clean water and feed. Call a vet if birds do not bounce back. Egg pass. Point of lay arrives near week 18 to 24. First eggs are small and then size up. If no eggs by week 26, check breed traits, light hours, diet, and stress. Do not give extra calcium to non-layers. Care. Weekly. Rake droppings under roosts into a compost bin and cover with browns. Wash waterers with mild soap and a brush. Check latches, vents, and roof. Top up grit and oyster shell. Note egg counts on your record sheet. Monthly. Add fresh shavings to keep a deep, dry base. Scrub feeders and dry them in the sun. Weigh a sample hen and compare to last month. Trim any long nails that catch on roosts. Clean nest pads and replace if damp. Seasonal. In summer, add a second waterer in the shade and a fan that does not blow on birds at night. Offer frozen water bottles in pans on the hottest days. In winter, block drafts at floor level and add extra dry bedding. Keep vents open high to move moisture out. Use light on a simple timer only if you choose to hold lay. A rest from high output in winter can help long-term health. Yield. Expect 4 to 6 eggs per hen each week from strong layers in peak season. Plan 1 pound of feed per hen per week as a baseline. Water use rises in heat. Your time drops to 2 short checks per day once systems are steady. Failsafe. If a chick is chilled, warm it slowly and offer sugar water, then plain water. If a hawk prowls, add a roof and use overhead line tape in the short term. If egg eating starts, collect more often, add calcium, and block light in nest boxes. If a bully will not stop, give more space and remove it for 3 days to reset the peck order. Exit. Your flock now has safe shelter, clean water, steady feed, and a calm routine. Next, you will learn how to keep food safe through the year with simple ways to preserve the harvest. Chapter 5, Preserve the Harvest. Scope. You will keep food safe and steady through the year. You will choose the right method for each crop, set clean habits, and build a pantry that you trust. You will learn water bath canning, pressure canning, dehydration, freezing, and safe ferments. You will finish with labels and a simple inventory card. Safety. Clean first, then work. Wash hands, boards, knives, jars, and lids with hot soapy water. Rinse and air dry. Use new flat lids for canning. Keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. When in doubt, throw it out. Tools and materials. Canning pot with rack, pressure canner with readable gauge or weight, new flat lids with rings, mason jars without chips, jar lifter, wide funnel, headspace ruler, clean towels, timer, vinegar for wiping rims. Dehydrator with a thermostat or an oven that holds a steady low heat, sheet trays, parchment, cooling racks. Freezer bags or rigid containers, label tape, marker, baking sheets. Ferment jars or crocks, weights, airlocks or loose lids, non-iodized salt. Pantry labels and simple index cards. Steps. Match food to the safe method. High acid foods go to water bath. That means most fruits, jams, jellies, pickles, and acidified salsa that follows a tested recipe. Low acid foods go to pressure canning. That means plain vegetables, meats, stocks, and beans. Do not water bath low acid foods. Set your food safety targets. Refrigerator lives at 38 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Freezer lives at 0 degrees Fahrenheit or colder. Hot holding stays at 140 degrees Fahrenheit or above. Cool leftovers to fridge range within 2 hours. Water bath canning for high acid foods. Fill the canner and bring water to a near boil. Warm clean jars and hot water. Cook your jam, jelly, or pickle brine using a tested recipe. Pack hot food into hot jars. Leave headspace as the recipe states. Wipe rims with vinegar, place lids, and add rings finger tight. Process at a rolling boil for the stated time, adjusting for altitude if required. Cool jars on a towel. Check seals the next day. Label and store without rings. Pressure canning for low acid foods. Inspect the canner gasket and vent. Warm jars. Pack hot food into hot jars with the right headspace. Lock the canner and vent steam for 10 full minutes. Add the weight or set the dial to the pressure your recipe calls for based on altitude. Start the timer only when you reach target pressure. Keep pressure steady. Let the canner return to zero on its own. Open the lid away from you. Cool jars, check seals and label. Dehydrate for light, shelf-stable storage. Slice produce in even pieces. Blanch vegetables that need it, like green beans or carrots. Set the dehydrator to the right range for your food. Many fruits dry near 135 degrees Fahrenheit. Many herbs dry near 95 to 115 degrees Fahrenheit. Dry until fruit is leathery and no beads of moisture appear when you tear it. Cool, then jar and condition for 1 week by shaking the jar daily. If you see moisture on glass, return to the dehydrator. Freeze for speed and quality. Use fresh produce at peak ripeness. Blanch vegetables, then chill fast in ice water. Drain and pat dry. Spread pieces on a baking sheet and freeze solid. Pack in bags or containers, press out air, seal, label, and date. Keep the freezer at 0 degrees Fahrenheit or colder. Rotate oldest to the front. Start safe ferments with clear salt. Use clean jars and weights. Make a 2% brine. That is 20 grams of non-iodized salt for each liter of water. Pack clean chopped vegetables, pour brine to cover, and press a weight on top. Keep everything under the brine. Set the lid loose or use an airlock. Ferment at 60 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Burp daily for the first week if you use loose lids. Skim any harmless yeast. If you see fuzzy mold, pink growth, or smell rot, discard. Label every container the same way. Write product, method, date, batch letter, and best buy. Example, tomato sauce, pressure canned, August 12, 2025, batch A, best by August 2027. Put the label on the side so you can read it on a shelf. Add the same batch letter to your card. Build the inventory card. Use one index card per shelf or bin. Columns are item, count, size, batch, best buy. When you take a jar, mark it off. When you add a batch, log it. Keep the card in a plastic sleeve and clip a pencil to the shelf. Checks and fixes. Seal pass. Lids are flat and do not flex when pressed. If a jar does not seal, refrigerate and use soon. Do not reprocess jam with a used lid. Move it to the fridge and enjoy. Headspace pass. Too little space can force food under the lid and block a seal. Too much space traps air. Use the ruler. Remove bubbles with a clean tool and adjust. Altitude pass. At higher elevations, water boils at a lower temperature. Increase time for water bath canning or increase pressure for pressure canning as a tested recipe states. If you are not sure, ask your local extension office. Dehydration pass. Food should be dry through the center. Bend a strip. If beads show or the center feels tacky, keep drying. Store test jars in a cool spot for 1 week and check for moisture on glass. Freezer pass. Bags should sit flat and hard. If ice crystals grow inside, you have air leaks or long storage. Use those items first. Double bag delicate foods or use rigid containers. Ferment pass. Vegetables must stay under brine. If the brine drops, add a small top-up brine mixed to the same strength. A thin white yeast can be skimmed. Fuzzy growth or a rotten smell means discard. Care. Weekly. Scan shelves and cards. Tighten any loose labels. Move older jars to the front. Check ferments and release gas if needed. Clean one cabinet at a time so dust stays out of food. Monthly. Test the fridge and freezer with a simple thermometer. Wipe jar rims and check for rust on rings in storage. Review your card and plan meals that use older batches. Seasonal. In peak summer, set one canning day each week with a short, repeatable list. In fall, run a pressure canning weekend for stocks and beans. In winter, dehydrate herbs on low heat to keep aroma bright. In spring, clean the canner, check gaskets, and test the pressure gauge. Yield. You gain shelf-stable jars, light dry goods, quick frozen packs, and lively jars of safe ferments. You cut waste and save trips to the store. Your pantry becomes a map of work you can trust. Failsafe. If a recipe feels uncertain, stop and switch to freezing for that batch. If your pressure canner gauge has not been tested in a year, take it to a local service and use freezing until it is checked. If a jar breaks, wear gloves, toss the food, and discard glass safely. If power fails, keep the freezer closed. Food stays safe longer when the door stays shut. Chapter 6. Tools, Repairs, Fencing, Weather. Scope. You will build a core toolkit, handle simple fixes, choose the right fence, and prepare for storms. You will sharpen blades, stop small leaks, test outlets, set safe limits, and stage backup water and heat so the place keeps running. Safety. Wear eye protection, gloves, and sturdy shoes. Unplug tools before you change a blade. Do not open electric panels or touch bare wires. Call a licensed electrician for outlets, breakers, and any new circuits. Call a licensed plumber for gas lines, main valves, and pressure tanks. Use ladders on level ground with a helper. Run generators outside and far from doors and windows. Tools and materials. Basic hand tools, hammer, screwdrivers, utility knife, tape measure, level stud finder, adjustable wrench, socket set, hex keys, pry bar, locking pliers. Cutting and digging, hand saw, bypass pruners, loppers, bow saw, machete, round point shovel, digging fork. Sharpening, mill file, honing stone, file card, light oil, permanent marker. Plumbing, two pairs of groove joint pliers, pipe wrench, Teflon tape, thread sealant, spare hose washers, P-trap bucket plunger. Electrical safety, non-contact voltage tester, plug-in outlet tester, heavy outdoor extension cords. Fencing, T-posts, post driver, treated wood posts, fence staples, fence pliers, 12.5 gauge wire, welded wire 2x4-inch mesh, hardware cloth half-inch, gate kit. Weather gear, tarps, ratchet straps, sandbags, roof patch tape, duct tape, zip ties. Power and heat. Fuel stabilizer, generator if you choose, flashlights, batteries, indoor safe heaters rated for your fuel with clear instructions, carbon monoxide alarm. Steps. Build the core toolkit. Lay tools in one tote and label the lid. Add a pencil, marker, fastener box with deck screws, exterior screws, and assorted nails. Add zip ties and duct tape. Add a small parts case with hose washers, O-rings, and spare bolts. Keep a headlamp in the tote so both hands stay free. Sharpen the tools you use. Clamp a hoe or mower blade. Color the edge with a marker so you can see progress. File from the shoulder to the edge in smooth strokes. Keep the factory angle. Flip and knock off the burr with two light passes. Oil the edge and store it dry. Sharp tools mean fewer slips and cleaner work. Stop small water leaks. Shut water at the fixture. Place a bucket under the P-trap and loosen the slip nuts by hand or with pliers. Clean hair or grit, check the gasket, and reassemble snug by hand. Four threaded hose or pipe joints. Wrap Teflon tape three turns clockwise on the male threads and tighten snug. Turn water on and watch for drips. Test outlets and set limits. Plug in the outlet tester and read the lights. If the pattern is not correct, stop and call an electrician. Use the non-contact tester to confirm a cord or outlet is not live before you work near it. You can replace a cracked faceplate. You cannot replace an outlet, a switch, a breaker, or run new wire without a licensed pro. Keep small engines ready. Read the manual for oil type and change steps. Add fuel stabilizer to fresh gas. Run the engine dry before long storage. Clean the air filter and knock out dust. Check the spark plug once per season. A maintained mower or tiller starts fast and saves time. Choose fence by the job. Garden fence keeps deer out and plants safe. Use welded wire with 2x4-inch openings at least 4 feet tall. Taller where deer pressure is high. Poultry fence keeps predators out. Use hardware cloth with half-inch openings on the lower 3 feet and at all openings. Field fence is for big stock, not for poultry or gardens. Set posts the simple way. Mark the line with string. For corners and gates, use treated wood posts set 2 feet deep in tamped soil or gravel. For long runs, use steel T-posts every 8 feet. Drive posts with a post driver until the anchor lugs are buried. Keep the line straight and the tops level. Hang wire that stays tight. Unroll welded wire along the line. Start at a corner post. Staple the top, then the bottom, then the middle. Keep tension with a helper or a simple come along. At T posts, tie with fence ties every foot. Add a gate with tight hinges and a latch you can run with one hand. Close gaps to the ground with a bottom board or a buried board. Predator-proof a poultry run. Cover every opening with hardware cloth fastened with screws and washers. Bury or lay a skirt of cloth flat on the ground 16 inches out from the wall and cover it with soil or gravel. Roof the run so hawks and raccoons cannot drop in. Keep grass short around the fence so you can see tracks. Stage for storms and outages. Tie down lids, bins, and loose panels with ratchet straps. Lay tarps and sandbags near doors that take wind-driven rain. Park tools and hoses so they cannot fly. Fuel the generator and test it once a month outside. Run heavy cords through a window gap with a towel block. Power only the fridge, a few lights, the well pump if you have a transfer switch, and a small heater if safe. Never plug a generator into a wall outlet. Backup water and heat. Store 3 days of drinking water as Chapter 1 set. Add a wash and flush reserve in clean bins with lids. For heat, use only devices rated for indoor use. Vent as the manual states and keep clear space in all directions. Keep a carbon monoxide alarm with fresh batteries near sleeping areas. Checks and fixes. Sharpness pass. A sharp hoe shaves weeds with one pull. If it chatters or skates, file again. If rust blooms, oil and hang tools off the floor. Leak pass. Dry the joint and wrap it with a tissue. If the tissue stays dry after 5 minutes, the fix is good. If not, reseat the gasket or rewrap threads and try again. Power pass. Outlets read correct on the tester. If any outlet fails or trips often, stop and call a pro. If cords run warm, upgrade to heavier outdoor cords and shorten the run. Engine pass. A maintained engine starts within 3 pulls. If it floods, wait and try again with the choke open. If it still fails, replace the plug and freshen fuel. Fence pass. Wire stays tight, gates swing free, and no gap is wider than 2 inches at ground level. If deer still jump, add height with a top rail or a second offset line. Storm pass. Tarps are folded and tied. Sandbags are near doors. The generator test runs clean and the exhaust points away. Carbon monoxide alarms test with a loud tone. Care. Weekly. Put tools back in the same tote. Wipe dirt and add a drop of oil to moving joints. Walk fence lines for sag, dig, and chew marks. Check generator fuel level and cords. Monthly. Sharpen hose, pruners, and mower blades. Change small engine oil on the schedule in the manual. Test outlet and GFCI buttons in wet areas. Tighten gate hinges and latches. Seasonal. Before storm season, add straps and check roof patch tape. Before deep cold, drain hoses and wrap outdoor spigots. In spring, reset fence lines where frost heaved posts. In summer, mow fence lines to keep pressure off wires. Yield. You gain tools that work, fences that hold, and quick fixes that prevent big bills. Your place stays safe in wind and rain. You spend less time hunting parts and more time doing steady work. Failsafe. If a leak grows, shut water at the fixture or main and call a plumber. If a breaker trips and will not reset, unplug loads and call an electrician. If wind tears a panel, cover the gap with a screwed batten and a tarp until a pro arrives. If the generator smells in the house, shut it down and move it farther away before you run it again. Exit. Your tools and fences are ready and your storm plan is simple. Next, you will pull everything into a weekly rhythm and a seasonal map that keeps the homestead calm. Chapter 7, Systems and Rhythm. Scope. You will set a weekly rhythm and a simple yearly map. You will make a small budget that holds, build a barter plan, track yields, and run a short emergency drill. You will mark local contacts on a community map, so help is close. Safety. Protect private details when you share phone trees and maps. Do not post addresses or schedules in public. Keep drills calm and short. Lift with your legs when moving bins or buckets. Store fuel and tools in safe, ventilated spaces. Tools and materials. Wall calendar, notebook, binder with plastic sleeves, clipboard, pencils, index cards, highlighters, kitchen scale, egg counter or clicker, simple calculator, envelopes or jars for cash categories, plastic page for receipts, small whistle, battery radio, printed contact list, neighborhood map you can mark with a pen. Steps. Set your weekly anchors. Pick one planning day. Sunday evening or Monday morning works for many homes. Block short daily checks and one weekly reset. Daily checks take 10 to 15 minutes. The weekly reset takes 1 to 2 hours. Name your theme blocks for the week. Garden, birds, pantry, repair, rest. Put them on the calendar at times you can keep. Build your seasonal calendar. Divide the year into 4 seasons. List the key moves for each season using your earlier chapters. Spring starts with seed trays, bed prep, and brooder setup. Summer holds successions, steady water, shade plans, and pest checks. Fall brings harvest, canning, and coop weatherproofing. Winter focuses on tool care, pantry audits, fence lines, and planning. Add local storms and frost windows so you see pressure points. Make a starter budget that fits. Open 3 envelopes or jars. Label them food and garden, animals, and repairs. Write a small monthly number for each based on current prices and your goals. Add a 4th envelope for reserves. Start with a tiny amount if money feels tight. Put every receipt in the binder pocket. Total the envelopes on the last day of the month and note where money leaked. Write your barter sheet. List what you can trade. Eggs, extra seedlings, tool time, hauling, canning help. List what you want. Compost, manure, wood chips, fruit, fence help, truck time. Set simple rules. Trade equal value and keep work safe and short. Log trades on an index card so both sides remember the deal. Set the record sheets. Make one page for garden yields. Columns are crop, date, amount, bed, and notes. Make one page for eggs with a daily tally and feed use by week. Make one page for water checks and outages. Make one page for maintenance with date, task, and cost. Keep the pages in plastic sleeves and write with pencil so rain does not ruin your notes. Build a short emergency plan. Choose one meeting spot near your home. If you must leave, choose a second spot 2 streets away. Print a contact list with phone numbers and 2 backup numbers. Pack a small go bag with water, snacks, basic first aid, a flashlight, and copies of key papers. Run a 5-minute drill once per month. Call out water off, power off, and meet at the spot. Keep voices calm and end with thanks. Map your local network. Print a simple map of your road and the nearest cross streets. Mark your home in blue. Mark helpful neighbors, clinics, and feed stores in green. Mark hazards in red. Ask 2 neighbors if they want to share a phone check during storms. Offer 1 skill from your barter sheet when you ask. Do the weekly reset. Pick the same day each week. Walk the garden, coop, pantry, and fence. Log yields, egg counts, and any losses. Restock first aid and labels. Pay into the envelopes. Move older jars to the front shelf. Set the next week's seedings, repairs, and pickups on the calendar. Checks and fixes. Week flow pass. You finish daily checks in 15 minutes and the reset in 2 hours or less. If work spills over, move a task to a theme block. If a block always fails, change the time to when you have more energy. Budget pass. Envelopes land near zero at month end without debt. If one runs dry early, reduce treats and move 10% from reserves for that month only. Adjust next month's numbers so the problem does not repeat. Stock pass. Pantry rows show clear labels and oldest in front. If dust or rust shows up, clean shelves and dry jars. If eggs pile up, plan a barter trade or a baking day and write it on the calendar. Drill pass. Everyone can shut water and name the meeting spot. If someone forgets, run a reminder drill for 2 minutes the next day. If the go bag feels heavy, lighten it and keep only what you will carry without complaint. Record pass. Sheets have entries for the week. If gaps appear, write a 1-line recap and start fresh today. Do not try to rebuild every number from memory. Keep it simple and current. Community pass. You have at least 2 green marks on your map for people or places you trust. If you feel alone, visit a local market, seed swap, or extension event and add 1 contact this month. Care. Daily. Do the 10-minute check. Water, fence, birds, pantry glance, and a quick note. Put tools back in place so tomorrow starts clean. Weekly. Run the reset on your anchor day. Log yields and eggs. Pay the envelopes. Set 3 priorities for the week and 1 easy win. Text a neighbor and check in. Monthly. Total the budget. Adjust numbers up or down by small amounts. Review repairs and plan 1 upgrade. Rotate stored water and restock first aid. Run the 5-minute drill. Seasonal. Shift the calendar to match heat, cold, and storms. In spring and fall, add extra time for planting and harvest. In winter, cut hours and focus on maintenance, planning, and rest. In summer, add shade and water checks during heat waves and shorten heavy work. Yield. You gain calm days and clear weeks. You spend money on the right things at the right time. Your notes turn into decisions that stick. Neighbors know how to reach you and how to help. Failsafe. If the week goes off the rails, drop to essentials. Water, feed, collect eggs, and close gates. Skip the nice-to-have tasks until the next reset. If money tightens, pause new projects and work your pantry plan. If records fall behind, log today and move on. If a neighbor cannot help, widen your circle by one new contact next month. Exit. You now have a rhythm that holds through busy seasons and quiet months. Your systems make small work of big goals. Keep the notes light and the habits steady, and the homestead will feel calm in any weather.